Thank you for downloading the Elohim Church podcast. In June 2014, we held our Woman by Design Ladies Conference at The Hub in Barlston. Each session is available as a separate podcast. This session is the conference introduction from Pastor Lynn Eveson.
You know, God designed us so perfectly, so awesomely. When he made Adam, he was good because God said he was good. Our guys are great. God says they're great. But then he thought, yeah, he's a bit lonely. He's never going to find his way around the Garden of Eden without somebody to get him a map and say, turn left here and don't forget to pick the apples. And can you make sure that you bring the stuff in after? Because it might, you know. So he decided he would create something awesome for Adam. And out of his very side, he took a rib and he fashioned us. He made us from something that was so strong. Ribs are really strong. They protect everything. And God made us from something that was really strong and made us to be protectors and to be protected. And God made us to stand beside our men. He didn't take us from a bone in the foot so that men should stand upon us. He didn't make us from a bone at the top of the neck so that we should rule over men. He made us from a bone in the side so we could stand together and be that completeness that God intended for us to be. And the thing is that also he did the same stuff with the brain, didn't he? You know, guys tend to be left brain. I'll let you think about that. I sometimes say to my husband, where did you leave your brain? And he'll go, well, I am a left brain. And he made us right brain, creative and engaging and chatty and communicative. And I reckon that's because we're always right. But there's some contention in our household over that one. But God has designed you, ladies, with a special purpose, and today we're going to move more fully into that. And you see, we've got a sword at the front. Faye, could you just come and help me, please? And this particular large sword happens to be mine, and it was my gorgeous, amazing husband who bought it for me. And we're just going to unsheath this sword today. There's something powerful about a sword, isn't there? It's a real weapon. Thank you, Faye. Do you know what? He even polished it for me today. And it's got some amazing writing down the middle, which is very precious to me, the message from him. And so, today, we're going to be girls with swords. We're going to learn how to be protective and defensive. We're going to learn how to go on the offensive and be victorious in every battle. I really have to be careful. When he bought this for me, we were in the school, so I could really lift it high and wield it. I have to be careful not to poke Matt in the backside upstairs with this one, because we want our tea. So today we're going to learn how to wield a sword, and the word of God is called a double-edged sword. It really cuts off all the stuff that comes against us. It really cuts off all the things that put us down and would cause us to not quite rise up into who we're meant to be. And today we're going to learn to wield the sword, the word of God. And we've got some gorgeous, amazing, able, capable, gifted, talented, anointed and beautiful ladies who are going to minister the word to us, and we're going to really engage in some of the things that God's got for us. And Hazley's going to just prep a short video for us, but I heard of this story, and it was of an Amish family. Well, the Amish is in America, they're quite a separated group of people, and they don't live in the modern age. They prefer to be self-sufficient on the land and keep themselves out of the modern age. So computers and things like that are not really relevant to them. But they needed to go and get some some stores. So off they went into the big mall in the town. And Mum and Dad and their little boy go into the mall and they're trying to find their way around. And he tells them, sit there, I'll come and find you. So the mum sits there with the little boy and she sees this lift. She's watching the lift and this really old man gets in the lift. And she thinks, what does that do? 2 minutes later, this gorgeous, handsome, hunky, chiseled guy gets out. And she looks and she says to the boy, quick, fetch your father. And so the DVD that you're going to see now, you just might want to say, I'm nipping home to fetch my husband. We're selling the transcript to this DVD. We are having a showing of it at some point in the future. We're selling tickets to you for your husband at £50 a ticket. Because you will want them to see this. And that's cheap, yeah. You will want them to see this. And I know. Could you just draw the blinds, Faye, please, on that window? Thank you. And I know that it is really going to speak to your heart. I pray that you're going to let this sink right in and let the words minister to you. And please do enjoy. Wow. Let's all say that together. I am awesome.
I am awesome.
Now with a bit of conviction. I am awesome. That's who God says that I am. That's who God says that you are. I think you might understand why the team had to watch this over and over and over and over again. So we've got the message and we're trusting that today you too are going to enjoy that message. Let's